Ho, 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 and welcome back to Rosie on the House. Do you get the regular feed of information that we send out every single Thursday? You can get it by going to our website, rosieonthehouse.com, and subscribing to our newsletter. It comes straight to your email box every single Thursday. Comes with all kinds of tips every single week. A lot of them are seasonal. A lot of them are advanced notices about what's coming up. Please be prepared. Get ready. You know, you stay current with the Rosie on the House newsletter, and then you're available when somebody pops the question. Hey, you want to run up to the South Rim and spend a weekend? Yeah, baby, my house is ready for it. I can just walk out the door and lock it up, and let's go have a great Arizona opportunity to see this great state. Well, one of the things we're talking about in today, this week's email that you would have gotten as a subscriber, is 12 tips on cleaning up during and after the holidays. We were talking with John Harper that he was saying the two happiest days of his year are the day he decorates and the year he undecorates.
The day he undecorates.
The day he undecorates. Both are his two favorite days. And, you know, there is a method to undecorating that just so greatly eases the decorating task come next year when we're trying to pull the crates out, set them aside, look through them about what's there. How many hours do you spend untangling the Christmas lights, right? There's some great opportunities on ways to store that.
I am going to invent a Christmas tree strand with a 10-year guarantee on light bulbs.
Go for it.
Okay, and then I'll make it tangle-free. So then we'll have a tangle-free
10-year
Christmas
light
string
bulb strand
guaranteed for 10 years.
Yes.
And we'll have that at the e-commerce store at rosieonthehouse.com.
Yes.
Which is going to be, when do we open that store?
You know, I don't know.
Are we 6 months away?
No, no, no.
A year away?
No, 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 no.
2 years away?
No, 2 to 3 months.
Oh, two to three months.
On the initial beta testing. So.
Well, the great thing about that e-commerce store that I'm looking forward to is Jennifer spends so much time testing all of these things that people mail to us. Check this out. It's great. Check that out. Mm-hmm. It's great. You know, and Jennifer's hard. I think she gives more thumbs down than she gives thumbs up. So we're going to have an e-commerce store where you'll be able to go on there and kind of peruse the as-seen-on-TV products that we wouldn't recommend anyone buy.
No, well,
there'll be a do-not-buy section in the Rosie store.
No, there won't. We just won't have anything available that we don't feel is a good product to invest in.
Well, let's go back. Go ahead.
So our final stage in that is most of the technical aspect has been completed. We've just got the fulfillment warehouse details to finalize. So.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you tending all that, man. Thanks.
It'll be soon because there's a lot of things we talk about, but it doesn't make sense to put it in our certified partner network because then we'd be cluttering up our contractor base with all these different products that we talk about. So like, where do we put those? And our do-it-yourself question and answer section, it doesn't make sense there. So we feel, you know what? Supply and demand. Let's put a Rosie store, and then our products we can put there.
Well, here's the tangle-free tip on strings of light. I've come up with, and I don't know where I got this. It wasn't my idea. I stole it from somebody. But I come up with stiff cardboard, and I cut a slot in the cardboard to slip the string cord into. And then I simply wrap the string of lights around this 16 to 18 inch wide piece of cardboard that's about a foot, foot and a half long. And I mean, you can store jillions of Christmas holiday lights in one of those plastic storage tubs wrapped around a flat piece of cardboard. I'm talking jillions.
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 And is that before or after trillions?
It's way past trillions.
Way past trillions. You go to
jillions. Jillions. And all you have to do next Christmas is you just pull the card out and unwrap that string, and you're good to go.
That's great. Do we have jillions of lights yet? I don't think so.
Not at our house.
Not at our house.
Not at our
house. Might be a good tip for
Scott.
We don't
do jillions.
Who? whoever puts up 20 Christmas trees you'd mentioned earlier in the last hour.
They could use that tip.
They could use that tip.
Hey, I had Larry call from Prescott.
You could also just never take them down.
There you go. I've seen that. I've seen that tactic.
Larry's up in Prescott Valley, and we had a really bad connection, so I told him I'd try to relay this question to you. So he has a home, and it's block, and he has a crawl space underneath.
Okay.
And he said he can tell in the past someone has put bats of foam underneath there.
Okay.
But looking up online, he doesn't think that's what they recommend, but more of an idea of encapsulating by foaming the inside of those walls. And, he was just asking, what is the best practice for under those crawl spaces?
Is he uncomfortable with the cold floors? Is that what he's dealing with?
Well, we didn't go there. I tried to ask him, anticipate questions.
Because he's trying to accomplish two things. He wants to know, do we line the inside of the masonry stem wall, which is underneath the crawl space of our finished floor, do we insulate that to create a warmer, more controlled environment in the crawl space? Or the other question is, how do I insulate underneath my subfloor between the joists? Well, we'll come back and talk about those great two questions for the homeowner up in Prescott Valley, but we're going to have to get caught up with Around the World News right now at Rosie on the House. Don't go away.